Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 WAMW and Worldwide Live from WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington Ligoti. Well, this show is going to be interesting this week. It's an election wrap and a preview for our listeners and kind of a summary of the different folks that we've interviewed over the past several months and weeks leading up to this primary election. The election is going to be on May the 8th, which is Tuesday. So we thought this was the appropriate time to do this program. And we're going to provide sound pieces and different interviews and just the wrap of why that person is the best person for the position. On February the 3rd, we interviewed Mike Braun about his run for Republican primary for U.S. Senate.
This stage of the game, I'm not going there for the perks. I'm definitely not building a career. I did sign the term limits pledge. My two opponents didn't even talk about that until they knew I signed it. Now they're saying things like I'm term limiting myself as a rep to run for Senate. I think that stuff sounds disingenuous. But when I go there, just like I did in the State House, I'm going to speak up and not sit back in the corner. If I see something that doesn't square with Hoosiers on the committees that I'm on, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to be heard just like I was in the state legislature. The beautiful thing is I'm not going to be beholden to anyone. So when I go there, I'm not going to be calculating my vote based upon what PAC, what lobbyist, what political insider supported my campaign. And if there's anything that should resonate among the voters, that should be the thing that they take to heart. I'm not doing it to make a career out of it. I'm doing it to make a difference while I'm there.
That was Mike Braun, who's running for U.S. Senate. We interviewed him on February the 3rd. And then on February the 17th, we interviewed Congressman Luke Messer on why he's the best candidate for U.S. Senate.
Listen, I guess for my closing argument, I would start with wisdom from my 10-year-old son, Hudson, who said to me a few months back, you know, Dad, I've been thinking about Joe Donnelly. And I said, really, buddy, you know, you're 10. You've been thinking about Joe Donnelly. And he said, yeah, I've been thinking about Joe Donnelly. Joe Donnelly's not a leader. He's a follower. Why would we pick a follower to be our leader? And, you know, when you think about that and you think about who Joe Donnelly's been following, Joe Donnelly votes with Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders 85% of the time. Every one of your listeners would understand those folks are wrong way more than 15% of the time. And we have to unite as Republicans to take the case to Joe Donnelly and help the people of Indiana understand why they need a new United States senator. I grew up in southern Indiana in a single-parent family. My mom worked at a factory. I was taught the values of hard work and faith and family. I'm a husband and father like so many of your listeners who wake up really every day most concerned about my family having a future and all the other families across Indiana having a good future. And the key to doing that is to elect a Republican to the United States Senate. We're going to do that when we come together and unite as a party. So you're not going to hear me throwing stones at other Republicans. I'm going to stay laser focused on Joe Donnelly. And when we do, we're going to win this primary and win this general election and make sure that Hoosiers get the conservative U.S. senator they deserve.
That was Luke Messer, congressman from the 6th District in Indiana, on why he's the best candidate for U.S. Senate. We interviewed him on February the 17th, and then on February the 24th, we interviewed Congressman Todd Rokita about his run for U.S. Senate.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say, when it comes to who you trust to do this, you got to look at people, a person who knows the state and where the state knows him. And that person is me. And the other question you have to ask is, do you really want to get rid of Donnelly? Because, and the answer to that has got to be yes. He is dangerous for America. He's dangerous for Indiana because he votes with people like socialist Bernie Sanders 85% of the time. There's just no denying that. And it's doubly caustic because he does it with a smile on his face as he's patting us on the back. But an incumbent senator, no matter what state, no matter what party, is serious business to try to defeat. They have the accoutrements of incumbency, so to speak. So that requires a serious candidate. One, like I said, that knows the state where the state knows him. A fighter to be an ally with Donald Trump. you know, our party, if you say your listenership is very conservative and very Republican, I'll tell you, our party, the Republican Party, is now, for the first time in a long time, the party of the working men and women. And I never want to lose that. So let's not, by sending, you know, someone who has vulnerabilities, someone who's part of the Republican establishment that was working against being the party of the working men and women, again, was against President Trump, and that'd be Luke Messer, or a guy that was nowhere to be found to help Mr. Trump, like Mike Braun, who was, you know, until very recently was voting Democratic. Can't beat a Democrat with a Democrat. So, you know, these two are disqualifying for me. And I don't mean that personally, and I don't mean that meanly. I just want to beat Joe Donnelly. And that's why I asked the question. If you do too, then join me. Join the Todd Rokita team, toddrokita.com, toddrokita.com, and let's get this job done. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight with our president. I'm ready to fight for all of us, just like I have the entire time I've been in public service, Grant. Thank you very much for your time and your interest in all this.
That was Congressman Todd Rokita on February 24th about why he's the best candidate for the U.S. Senate seat. Next, we've got Kristen Miles, who's running for county council, and we interviewed her on April the 21st, and she's letting us know why she's the best candidate for county council, District 2.
All right. Well, I think, number one, my qualifications are probably spot on, and this is not just all budgeting to me. It's about thinking outside of the box, coming up with new ideas, conflict resolution, you know, and being able to reach out to the community to find out what they want. This is their community. I would only be representing them. I think it takes a real people person to be successful about for that.
Are you a people person?
Of course.
Awesome. I thought so. I was just checking.
Yeah, definitely. I can get along with just about anyone.
Sure.
I guess the second reason is I don't have a big incentive to run other than just, you know, for the future of my family, my friends, my neighbors. Corey and I both have excellent jobs outside of the county. We live here. We love raising our children here. We spend our money here. I guess a lot of times when people run for office, we tend to ask, well, what's in it for them? In my case, it's not for me at all. I'm doing it because I think that our citizens deserve someone who can relate to them.
Wonderful. Well, very good. I guess maybe I do have a follow-up question then. I know this is a Republican primary, and you know, a lot of people who are voting in Republican primary are conservative. You know,
sure.
I mean, so tell us, maybe give us some bona fides on your conservative credentials.
Well, I certainly believe in small government. I believe in the lowest taxes possible, making decisions at a local level, obviously, Second Amendment, very much pro-life. I pretty well fit the description of a Republican to the T.
That was Kristen Miles in her interview on April the 21st. On the same day, we took a cut with Tony Dungeon about why he's the best candidate for County Council District 2.
So it's time to reach out to the voters, but whether it was in my early part of the career of the Coal and Reclamation of Rogers Group or to my present banking experience, I've been pretty passionate about Davis County by the numerous boards and organizations that I've been a part of every single day, and all of those have been a non-paid volunteer basis. So due to not only how I feel about this area, everybody wants the opportunity for their kids or grandkids to have a chance to live and work here. I know I do. But that really doesn't happen overnight. We got to plan our work and work our plan. We need to prepare for what lies ahead down the road. So I think thinking outside the box, as well as our other neighboring counties do. But at the end of this campaign, after all the signs and shirts and ads and so forth, to get to the end of the election, I'd like to be a part of the future success of Davis County. I think I've been part of some of the past success. And if the voters agree with my message and my experience, and on May the 8th, you know, I would appreciate their vote. And if elected, I would do just that. It's kind of where I stand.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's good stuff. I mean, obviously, you've been around a long time. You've had a successful career, and I think that you'll serve folks well, win, lose, or draw, right?
Well, I had conservative parents, and I'm very thankful for how I grew up in the environment that I grew up. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that.
That was Tony Dungeon on why he's the best candidate for County Council District 2. We also interviewed Mike Myers, who's running for County Council District 3, and that interview was on April the 28th.
Well, my core values is I'm a lifelong Republican. I've been a precinct committeeman for 20 years. I'm, you know, definitely I've been involved in the party and committed to the Republican Party. I'm very much an anti-tax, low-tax person. Like I said, I would never vote for a tax increase. Had it required a tax increase to build the annex, there would not be a gigantic hole across the street from the courthouse right now. We would figure out a way to make the courthouse work and deal with that. I've never taken a pay raise in my time on council. I don't do this for the money. You know, it doesn't pay that much to begin with, but I've never taken a pay raise and never will, never voted for a pay raise for myself. Like I say, we never vote for a tax increase. I would like to find ways to keep taxes low. I just feel like that, you know, I've got that good conservative financial sense that comes from growing up in this area and being around here and being around, you know, business people. I've been a small businessman now for 25 years, and I just feel like that the experience is there. I think I've told people, I think the proof is in the pudding, you know, what I've done for 8 years. I have a record in office, and I'm proud of it. And I think if people have been watching and paying attention, I think they'll like that and choose me again.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate your time coming on today, Mike. And again, like we said, this is about a county council race, and you are opposed in that race. Your opponent declined to come on the show, so we gave you 20-some-odd minutes today to make your case, and we really appreciate it.
Again, thank you for having me. Thank WMW for having this show.
That was Mike Myers on April the 28th telling us why he's the best candidate for County Council District 3. We also interviewed the sheriff's candidates back in December, and we've spoken to them more recently about why each of them are the best candidate for the job. This is Troy Foos explaining why he's the best candidate for Davies County Sheriff.
My name's Troy Foos, and I'm running for Sheriff of Davis County because I am committed to service. I have explained to you my 30 years of service, be it through my multiple avenues of life experience and service to my community. I'm ready to continue that service, not put a capstone on it. I currently hold many certifications pertaining to law enforcement, fire protection, and EMS. I am a primary instructor, assistant SWAT team leader, dive team commander, co-coordinator of our reserve program, member of the District 10 Task Force, Indiana Sheriff's Association Youth Leadership Camp Counselor, Defensive Tactics Instructor, and Less Lethal Instructor, to name a few. I have worked night shift for many years because it is where I have felt I've been able to make a direct impact on the community. It has allowed me to witness firsthand the issues we as a community face today, not what they were 20 years ago. My platform has and will continue to focus on better helping our community by focusing on the drugs, focusing on the addictions, focusing on our youth, and focusing on the budget. I plan to fight the war on drugs by implementing a specialized drug unit that focuses mainly on getting the drugs, getting the drug money, and getting the guns off the street. This unit will be assembled by effectively and efficiently using the deputies that I currently have and will not cost the taxpayers more money. The other background in the war on drugs is the addiction problem and what it is doing to our community, our families, and our friends. We have an awesome program at the jail called RARE, and I intend to keep and expand on that. However, where the RARE program focuses on the people during incarceration and post-incarceration, I want to be proactive. I want to implement my open door policy that allows those battling addiction to receive help that they need or want without fear of incarceration. Our youth is something that is very important to me. I feel we need to focus on educating them about drugs, peer pressure, and bullying. We need to instill in them the importance of their choices, decision-making, and leadership skills. They are our future. I am fiscally conservative. I will be a good steward of the taxpayers' funds. I will save where I can, but I will never scrimp on the safety of my employees or the citizens of Davies County. I'm running for sheriff because I believe the voters deserve a choice. The sheriff is elected by the people, not predetermined by a select few. I do not want to top off my career by being sheriff, but I would like to continue my committed service by being your next sheriff. I have applied for the position to be sheriff, just as many of you guys have applied for your jobs. I filled out the application. I have given you guys my resume. It's now up to you, the voter, to decide who you want to be the next sheriff. That choice is yours. If you want a motivated and innovative leader that is committed to the service and leading the department and community into the future, vote Troy Foos for sheriff May 8th. Thank you.
That was Troy Foos explaining why he's the best candidate for sheriff. And next up, we've got Gary Allison explaining why he should be chosen for sheriff.
Hello, this is Chief Deputy Gary Allison of the Davies County Sheriff's Office and a Republican candidate for sheriff. Hopefully you've learned a little bit more about me, who I am, and what I stand for. I have never shied away from more responsibility and accountability. In fact, I have actively sought it out, and I've already been in positions to make tough calls. I've devoted my entire adult life to serving Daviess County, and my term as sheriff would be an extension of that. My opponent has insinuated that I'm looking at the sheriff's position as a retirement job. Let me assure you, nothing could be further from the truth. I've seen sheriffs that have worked the office that way, and their office becomes a miserable failure. Once elected sheriff, the hard work for me will begin. I have a clear vision for where I want to take the department. That includes central dispatch, re-engaging with the DEA for local drug interdiction, and reorganizing our command structure with emphasis on more visibility of our officers in the county. I will work with my staff to assess their strengths and weaknesses to better utilize them within the framework of the department, always with a focus on how we can serve the community better. I am also committed to working with drug offenders to see that they get the help they need within the law. Currently, we have programs and personnel adequate to do this. We just need people willing to accept the help we have to offer. I'm certainly open to alternatives, but simply adding programs and people is not the answer. Also, we cannot make promises of leniency that are outside the law. I'm dedicated to keeping the residents of our county safe, most especially our children in schools. If I had my way, we would have resource officers in every school, but the truth is there's currently not enough money to make that happen. I will continue to work with the schools to seek funding through grants to maintain the staffing we currently have and seek alternative funding to expand the programs further. However, we operate on a budget that is reviewed and approved by the County Council. Additional staffing and programs require more money, and there are a few discretionary line items in the budget that could be used to fund them. To that end, promises made today should be grounded in reality. I will certainly evaluate our options once I'm elected, but I think it's important for everyone to know that I will never propose a policy of inconsistency within the law or make a promise without offering how I intend to deliver on it. As the sheriff of Daviess County, there's no room to play favorites or pick and choose the policies we follow. Policies are in place to protect the staff and the county from liability, and I will see that they are observed. I have always held the sheriff's office in the highest regard, and you have my word I will lead by example. We have a great department, and all the sheriffs I've worked under have done things to help shape where we are today. But we also have to recognize that there was always room for improvement. My focus as sheriff will be on to work on the unity within the office, and I will always strive for our department to earn and maintain the respect of our county residents. It's been a privilege to do my job for you for 30 years, and I'm looking forward to becoming your next sheriff. Thank you.
That was Gary Allison explaining why he's the best candidate for Daviess County Sheriff. Well, we've interviewed a lot of people over the past several weeks and months. We'll close our election coverage on Monday, May the 8th at 6 p.m. You'll hear results and coverage about who won elections and how they got there. And also don't forget to get out and vote. You can vote through the weekend at the courthouse, and the polls will open at 6 a.m. on Election Day, May the 8th, this Tuesday. If you're not sure where to vote, you can reach out to the Daviess County Clerk. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Four Star Country, the General 95.9 FM 1580 AM. You can also listen to a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Swartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 a.m. on Memories 107.9 WAMW and each Sunday morning on 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.